Thank you for joining us today here at the CGMF Prayer Line. Today we want to talk about renewal by the Spirit. And I pray that this word would touch your heart and minister to you in a very special way. As we consider the sixth aspect of the blood of Jesus again today, my body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, redeemed, cleansed by the blood of Jesus. I don't know what you think about when you consider renewal, but it can be a variety of things. It can be a personal renewal of your spirit, your inward man, your relationship to Jesus Christ, friends, neighbors, people in the body of Christ, whatever it could be. It could also be overall in an arching experience of the Spirit of God ministering in the whole body of Christ, and God trying to touch the church through the power of the Holy Spirit to receive revelation, truth, grace, and understanding. Any of this would be something that is very apropos to what we're discussing today. In my particular Christian experience, in the early 70s when I came to know the Lord, there was a tremendous move of God going on called the Charismatic Movement. Now, there were great moves of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit throughout history since early church, and the 1900s including those. And seeing the birth of the Assemblies of God, the Four Square Gospel, and a variety of different Pentecostal groups and others in the Holiness Movement, etc. And even within the Methodist Church and other churches, the work and the power of God ministering in special operation of healing, special operation of the gifts of the Spirit, various things. But it brought a fresh touch, a fresh move of God that helped to reevaluate, consider the presence of God within us, and what God wanted to do with us in the body of Christ, and helped us to look at the church as it was and say, hey, where is Jesus in the midst of this? When Jesus came on the scene in the early Gospels, we see the Lord coming to the world in a way that looked afresh at what was going on within the structure of the religious ideals of the day. The religious ideas of the day. And Judaism, as it was not practicing the relationship to God and how God wanted to express himself to his people as God desired. And Jesus shook things up, looked at things, and said, hey, you're missing the boat here. And came to teach very valid and powerful truths and ministered intimately to people. And I think what God has done afresh for us in the body of Christ since the early 1900s and has kind of accelerated in this latter rain outpouring of the Holy Spirit has been that personal touch of God, turning the tables on our religious perspectives and helping to bring fresh life. Now, within the traditions of the church and the liturgy, there is blessing and tradition that shows forth some beauty and power and glory within it. But without Christ being represented and allowed to minister and to move in hearts and lives, it's all meaningless because the grace of God cannot be extended. We need to make sure that when we have communion, we need to make sure when there is prayer and considered confession, we need to make sure when we have times of laying on of hands that we're not just going through the motions. And when we have baptism, that we're just not doing it just because of ordinance, but it represents something, and that God spiritually has something at work going on between God and man in the relationship of the process of his salvation power. God is trying to breathe afresh into the church. The process of salvation includes renewing. In Titus 3, verse 5, we read, he, God, saved us, not on the basis of deeds which we have done in righteousness, but according to his mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewing by the Holy Spirit. The washing of regeneration and coming to relationship in life in Christ is so important. But if there isn't that perpetual renewing of the Spirit, there becomes a place within us where the water isn't fresh. Our life isn't fresh, and we become stagnant and poisoned by our surroundings. The last aspect that Paul mentioned in this verse is renewing. We must come to the place of understanding that as new creations in Christ Jesus, old things are gone and all things become new. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. The word creation is important, as there is only one who creates, God. Man can manufacture, he can repair or produce, but man cannot create. Our hearts and our whole inner beings have been so defiled and distorted by the effects of sin that repairing or patching up is no good. A new creation alone will be good enough. In the Old Testament, after David had fallen into adultery, committed murder, and finally been confronted with the awful condition of his own heart, he cried out to God in agony, "Create in me a clean heart, O God." Psalm 51, verse 10. He knew that creation had to come from God. It could not come about by any human process. And if he was going to have forgiveness, if he was going to have restoration between him and the Lord, it was going to take his power, God's anointed grace, to see it happen. In Titus 3:5, we have seen the three aspects of the process of being saved: a washing, or cleansing, and regeneration, or rebirth, and a renewing by the new creation. God does something supernatural within us when he makes us into new creatures in Christ. It's not man doing anything. It's God getting it done through his mercy, through our faith being that which is complete in him, recognizing him as our hope and our guide. He gives us mercy instead of justice when we come to the foot of the cross. It is not according to our deeds of righteousness that he declares us worthy. Those won't achieve anything. Salvation has to come from God's sovereign mercy. And so, with his mercy and love, as he has redeemed us and cleansed us and made us new creations in Christ Jesus, he too wants to move afresh within the body of Christ and renew and refresh and use the body of Christ for his glory. There's a book I have that is a series that Bob Mumford taught many years ago that I use at Covenant of Grace Ministry, in a series called Christ in Session. And there's a lot of neat places within the book that I would like to share with you, but time does not permit. And I teach this series separately and have part of it recorded, and we're finishing up on some of those recordings recently, or re-editing them as we needed to. But in one particular passage, talking about 1 Corinthians 12, 7 through 12, it talks about the word another being used 8 times. And the exchange of the two types of words speaking about another. And that these Greek words show us that God divided the spiritual gifts not only among those who were of a similar kind in understanding, but also among those who are different in makeup and outlook. The Lord did this purposely in order to force us to appreciate one another and make it vital that we come together in spiritual unity in the body of Christ. We need every single member of the body of Christ for the complete operation of God. Even as we as individuals are complete in him, the body can only be whole as it is complete in him. Everyone who comes to God through Jesus Christ and is baptized in the Holy Spirit has a place and function in the body of Christ. To one, the scripture says, is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom. To another, the word of knowledge. By the same Spirit, to another of a different kind of faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another a different kind of diverse tongue of spirit, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh at one and the self same Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will, notice as God wills. For as the body is one, and hath many members, and all members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. Notice the unity of the body and the diversity of the gifts. Notice also that the Spirit gives as he wills, not as I personally would. One of the problems in the church at Corinth, where this lesson was being taught, were the divisions that were happening that Paul was trying to deal with. that the members were scattered and separated. God knows that it is not in man's nature to get along with one another. Therefore, he has divided the gifts. I am convinced also that he has divided truth. Each denomination and segment of the Christian church has a certain emphasis of truth, and each particular aspect of truth needs to be examined, shared, received by the whole body of Christ. And many of us will not yield to what God is doing because we have managed to climb a doctrinal branch of the truth, preventing our seeing the whole tree, even the whole Christ. I was raised in the Armenian background, but when attending an Anglican seminary, Brother Mumford writes, he began to see some of the truth of the sovereignty of God and other Reformed doctrines. It was a most healthy and expanding experience. Maturity comes by learning to understand what it means to feed on the whole counsel of God. Truth has been divided. It is not necessarily to subscribe to one world church organizationally. If we all join one big club, that would only result in the same problems arising with each man or woman grappling with certain things as they have throughout the centuries. It is only as we are moving under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, acknowledging this diversity Paul spoke of, that we can examine and share and receive from each other. Only God can bring spiritual unity. He does so within the context of pure motives on our part. He wants to do so through us, within the body, and through the ministry of God's church. I don't know where you are in your personal relationship with God, and I don't know where your church is in its relationship to one another and what it can share. But if we will allow the Holy Spirit to minister through us and help us and encourage one another in the Lord Jesus Christ, we can grow up to the full stature of the whole counsel of Christ and to know him in the power of the resurrection and share his resurrection power to those that we see each and every day in our lives. But we can't do that unless we're allowing ourselves to allow the Holy Spirit to minister and expand the wineskins of our life and allow him to fill us and to expand in everything we are, renewed by the Spirit. The whole counsel of Christ consists of his character, such as spoken of in Galatians, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. Then the power gifts, such as wisdom, knowledge, faith, healing, miracles, prophecy, discerning of spirits, tongues, and interpretation in 1 Corinthians 12, 8-10. Then finally, authority through the ministry, Ephesians 4, 11-12, for teaching and equipping the apostles, prophets, pastors, and teachers. These aspects of the Lord, these nine fruits, these nine gifts, and five ministries, all part of the aspects of the resurrected Christ, need to be shared and expressed within our ministry, one to another, severally as we will, but committed to the whole, that the purposes of God would be yea and amen. Would you allow him a fresh touch within your congregation? Would you look afresh at your brother and sister in Christ? Would you look afresh at those around about you? As Jesus came into this world, and in the Gospels, as we spoke earlier, he looked at religion and Judaism as it was and found it lacking in so many capacities. God knows where we lack and where we need to grow. Let's allow Christ to help us to be full and understand the whole counsel of his will and allow the refreshing of his Spirit to take place in our personal lives and within the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus and the work of your Holy Spirit. I proclaim that I am being renewed by the Holy Spirit. I am a new creation, not my own deeds of righteousness, but by God's sovereign mercy to me. I believe God that he is having his work done in me. My body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, redeemed, cleansed by the blood of Jesus. I've been set apart to be a filled vessel of the Lord's presence, and I want to share your love. and I want to share it not just within my own comfortable company, but to expand and understand the length and the depth and height of what you want me to see and ascertain, and to be a blessing, not just to my own within my club of my church, but those without, unsaved, and those within the body of Christ, that we might all come together in the love of Christ Jesus. Amen. I pray that this word was a blessing to you, and that God would encourage you so very much. If you need to reach us here at Covenant Grace Ministry, please call us at 646-926-0401 or email us at cgmfinc@gmail.com. I believe God is going to bless us as we continue to grow in His Word each day, and I pray that we can encourage you, if we can, here at CGMF. No matter where you're coming from today, we want the Lord to have His way in your life. God bless you today, and thank you for being with us on the prayer line.